broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's going to be a little wet this morning, and the winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. The rainy conditions, mainly windward, isolated showers, leeward. But don't let that stop you. Get out and play a round of golf. There's I've got lots of tee times, okay? First off, Kapolei has an 8:30, and Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9 o'clock. Kahili on Maui has an 8:48. At the Wailea Gold Course, Alpha Electric. And there's a tournament today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Emerald Course has a 12:18, and Maui Nui has an 8:52 or a 9:24. On the Big Island, it's 61 degrees. Volcano, there's an 8:52 and a 9:26. Makalei has a 9:38, and Poipu Bay has a 9:10 and an 11 o'clock and 11:10. And the Southside Men's Club, they're going out. So we're really looking forward to you all hitting the sweet spot every time as well. Golf is good for your mind and your body. That's why I urge you to get out and play. And I'm not just saying that. The Congress of the International Society for Physical Activity and Health presented some scientific evidence to over 1,000 delegates, including Annika Sorenstam, from over 60 countries getting together in the UK, recognizing that golf, playing golf, getting out and walking the course and playing a few holes, just even just going to a golf event and walking the course, has significant physical health and wellness benefits to people of all ages. And so we've got a couple of physical fitness experts coming into the clubhouse to talk about how you can get your body ready to play the game of golf, because it's never too old to start. All right, now we've got a very important person on the line, a man who's been doing a fabulous golf radio show. It's actually a people in golf. It's how golf impacts people. Fairways of Life is the name of the show, and his name is Matt Adams, and he'll join us after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Matt Adams, NBC, Golf Channel host and reporter, Morning Drive, Golf Central. You see him everywhere. He specializes in equipment, but of course he comments as the events are going on. He's an on-course commentator, analyst, a New York Times best-selling author, a course manager for that matter. He's done everything golf, and lots has happened since Ryder Cup 2018, which Patrick Reed doesn't want to talk about as he plays his first event since. The WGC HSBC is in China. Tony Finau is leading. Brooks Koepka is our new number one in the world of golf and seems to have tweaked his back maybe a little bit in the second round of play, but he's doing okay. Shot a 71. Johnny Miller officially retiring. Paul Azinger officially, that was announced officially on Monday, taking over and plans to be his own man. He's not going to be like anybody else. And who would expect Paul Azinger to be like anyone else? And now Matt Adams announces that after 12 years on Sirius XM Radio with Fairways of Life, his last show is on November 6th. The reaction was quick on social media, but it isn't the end. No. Bring in now Matt Adams. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to be with you again.
Absolutely. So you're ending Fairways of Life?
Well, no. To be honest and to be fair, what I'm doing is, because contractually my run goes until the 6th of November, So I'm using the time that we have left on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio to pretty much say thank you to everybody for the experience that we've had, because it's been incredibly fun, and we were able to build a network around it over all these years. But and again, I don't know whether this is breaking news or not, but the reality is that I'm going to take the show independent, and we're going to build an international network. We've been working behind the scenes for a long, long time to make this happen, and we're ready, and we're super excited. And so we're going to wait until that day, November 6th, to give everybody the details of how, when, and where. But they're not going to miss a beat, and it's going to carry on as it ever did. It's just going to be done on a much, much larger scale than what it was before.
That's fantastic. And the reason I asked is because I'm thrilled to hear the details. And that is breaking news, because you've been quite quiet. But on social media, people were like, oh, it's terrible that you're leaving, and we're going to miss you so much. And it's the one thing that keeps me going, right? And so then you followed up by saying, well, it's not over. I'm still here. So this is exciting. International Fairways of Life, and just syndicating it around the world is really special. And being available, we don't get it here. We can't listen to you because we don't get Sirius XM.
You're going to be covered now in the future. And like I said, just a few more days down the road. I'm only doing that out of respect for SiriusXM to let that breathe and say thank you. But then we'll let everybody know how, when, and where. And there won't be a corner, a hamlet in the earth that you won't be able to get us. So we're really excited.
I am, too. I can't wait to listen to you. So you also, this past, was it Monday or Sunday that you went out of, it was a video shoot with Lexi and Ricky Fowler, Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, that was for Golf Channel, one of my equipment segments. They're just about to announce their new 2019 equipment for Cobra, and this is the time of year where we get the glimpses of this stuff. And as you know, Danielle, how the quid pro quo works on that. You can come in, you can interview the players, you can see the stuff. They'll even let you get fit if you wanted to. Uh-huh. But the other side of it is they say, just hold it until we have our official introduction, which is another week from now for them as well. But it, for me, as an equipment geek, as a guy that worked on that side of the business a lifetime ago, it's so neat to see the evolution of the equipment and where they're going. And it's what's really interesting to me is the trends that you see, definitive trends, in one company and then in the next. Now, they're not sharing information. This is about evolving what was already in the marketplace in the year or years before. And they tend to go down similar paths. And those paths that they're going down for 19 are going to continue this evolution of helping people, particularly when they don't hit the, as you were saying at the start of your show, the sweet spot every time. Most don't. Even the best in the world miss it by a fraction.
Right.
And when you do, there's more corrective technology to help you behind it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's even good for what we talked about, people taking up golf. The one thing that always stymies is the cost of equipment. We talk about the great strides being made, making it easier to correct a mishit because the equipment is adjusting for you somehow. Gosh, I wish I understood all of that. But at the same time, I invite people to come to our junior lessons, and it's $7.90 for an hour.
Oh, great.
Yeah. They pay for 10 lessons. It's wonderful. And they have kids have a great time. But a lot of people say, well, my children don't have clubs. Well, don't worry about that. You don't need a whole set. We'll give you a club.
Plus, there's a lot of places you can go that are actually selling sets that have been traded in. So there's a way that you can get started. And of course, you know better than anybody, the next secret in the industry is wait 6 months. The new technology, the best of the best of the best in new technology, you can hope to get on average about 10 additional yards with, say, a new driver. On average, sometimes it can be dramatically more if you're custom fit and even if you work on your swing. But on average, it's about 10 yards. You can wait 6 months for the 10 yards. And so in many cases, you can save half of the original retail cost.
Yeah, and that's the boon, and a lot of places you can trade in your old clubs, get some money, and apply it to a new purchase. So there's so many options out there now. Going to your website is so much fun because you do have your equipment site. Matt Adams is NBC and Golf Channel host and reporter. You'll see him on course, and he does commentary or analyzing what's just happened for you. But he's also, like he said, an equipment geek. So you have all the equipment things that you've done over the many, many years right there on your equipment segment.
Yeah, which is fun for people if they're looking for. My philosophy is this. I'm not going to tell you whether a piece of equipment is good or bad or right or wrong for your game. What I feel like my job is to explain what the technology is supposed to do, what the engineers, the designers are trying to do with that particular piece of technology. Because what I want to do is separate what I talk about from the marketing buzz. And then after that, the absolute rule of golf nowadays with buying new equipment is try it out. test it against the other clubs right alongside so that you know what truly works best for you. But knowing what the technology is hopefully on the front end can help kind of set a direction. That's my prayer anyway.
And that's why I love watching you on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, because when you do your equipment and you do everything from rangefinders to the latest driver to shoes, you've got everything going on. And watching you talk about things, you don't put a spin on it. You just say, this is this, and this is what it does.
Yeah, and again, what it does is a philosophy from an engineer that they're doing this for a particular reason. Whether it actually does that with your game and your club head speed and what your objectives are for ball flight and trajectory, et cetera, that is so personal. That's why I always chuckle a little bit when websites or individuals do equipment reviews, because how can they possibly know how this equipment will fit a myriad of different golfers? Everybody's golf swing is an individual fingerprint. So my advice to any of it is do your research, learn whatever you can, but absolutely go and hit something before you buy it online or take it off your buddy because you think it looks good and it worked well for them. Make sure it works well for you.
Yeah, demo days. That's another thing. Look for demo
absolutely.
Days. Get in touch with...
Absolutely.
We've got the golf sample sale coming up, and you can get golf apparel and equipment, but you'll also meet a lot of insiders, and you can say, where can I try out your latest equipment? This is the demo sale. Where's your latest stuff? I'd like to try it out. Tell me where your demo day is. This is
Perfect.
Matt Adams, fairwaysoflife.com. That's his website, fairwaysoflife.com. And to keep up with everything Matt Adams and what he's doing and what's going to happen with his radio show, Fairways of Life, you just click, put your email address in there, and you'll get his newsletter. Fairways of Life will come into your inbox. Okay, the other thing that I love on your website is the golf odds tracker. Are you getting ready for the new gaming rules on the PGA Tour?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely. What's different about golf odds tracker, what attracted me to that and why I featured it, is that what happens, I find, I didn't know a lot about sports betting. I don't know if you did.
I don't.
When the information comes in, different houses will basically manipulate their odds. It's their odds, so they can do whatever they want. But they'll manipulate them in order to get money spent in certain areas, because ultimately, if money is spent across a spectrum, the house is going to win one side or the other. So what Golf Odds Tracker does is it takes data points, dozens and dozens of data points from all over the globe, and brings them into one spot so that when you get that odd, it is not influenced too heavily by one particular betting house's agendas. So the reason I wanted to do that was I wanted the purity of it. And eventually what I'd like to see happen with it is I'd like to see it graph the same way as if you were following a stock. So you know what the trends have been, you know what the expert analysis has been, so that you have as much and as fresh and as unbiased information as you possibly can, so that if you're going to invest your hard-earned money in one of these betting houses anywhere around the country, which are going to explode in the next 5 to 10 years, then at least you're doing it with information so you can make an educated choice.
Now, would this work for all the fantasy golf guys too?
I think information is information, yeah. So in fact, I have a feeling those fantasy golf guys you're referring to, that a lot of that will be converted over into these other gaming houses, because ultimately it's about matching your wits against somebody else and seeing who can better predict the future.
Exactly. It's interesting. I don't remember what the odds were, but I didn't really understand them. One was minus, or one was, it was Tiger versus Phil. It's the Capital One Tiger versus Phil, the match. Could it get any longer?
Yeah, exactly. That reminds me of Danielle when they used to have the Cannon, Sammy Davis Jr., Greater Hartford Open. Had to have been the longest name ever.
Yes, tongue-tying. Okay, it's going to be $19.99 to watch it on pay-per-view. Nobody really gets to go in unless you're a VIP or know somebody. It's in one of the most fabulous golf courses in Las Vegas, the betting capital of the world. Do you know what the odds are on Tiger versus Phil?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head, but you know, in more general odds perspective of whether this is going to work or not, it's interesting because post Ryder Cup that you mentioned, I haven't heard the same degree of enthusiasm as there was. I think there's been some pretty significant missteps. Not having anyone on the grounds to me was a wrong decision. Mm-hmm. To me, that sends a message that this isn't about you, the fans. This is about us and lining our pockets. Send your money and stay home. So that disturbs me, especially when, you know, if you're not going to invite the general public, invite a kid or say an adult can come in if they're accompanied by a kid or any combination thereof. And just to make it fun and let people be there. Otherwise, I think it's going to, you know, they make a nice shot or make a nice putt, I think it's going to seem really flat.
Yes, I agree with you completely. And as far as this whole thing is going, flat is the perfect word. I don't see anybody excited about watching Tiger versus Phil on pay-per-view. It's, you know, after seeing them, like you said, at Ryder Cup, and then to spice things up, Phil is on television talking about, yeah, we're going to wager $50,000 side bets on a putt. You know, it's like, okay, are you trying to make us excited about watching this? It's a shame.
At least in that case, they're saying the side bets are going to go to charity, which I'm glad to hear, and I'm wondering if that was because of just generalized banter and pressure that they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think you have to be a little bit careful, in my humble opinion, you have to be a little bit careful when you're sending a message out to the general public, and you're casually talking about figures like $50,000 because it once again separates you from the great unwashed. And I'm just not sure if that's the message you want when you're trying to invite people in instead of keep them out.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why Ricky Fowler is so popular is because he's so down to earth. Feel like you could walk up to Ricky Fowler. He's got gazillions of millions, right? But you could just walk up to Ricky and chat with him, and he's just anybody else, right?
That it's not just Ricky; it's the young players today. Where, you know, for the last couple of decades, the top players were segregated. There was a divide between. There was more than just a rope line. You could not get at them. It was eyes forward. Maybe signing autographs if it suits their time and purposes. But today's players are not like that. They're way more engaged, whether it be social media or what have you. The way that we know them, their interaction with, and not hiding behind platitudes, the honesty that sometimes they're even criticized for, it's a different lot. I love it. I enjoy it. I good, bad, or indifferent, I like when people tell us what they're thinking.
Well, speaking of the younger players, it's like rotating. The number one in the world is now... it's Brooks Koepka, and that's great. I mean, he's an amazing player. He seems to really, embrace it, and he wants to get better at his game, and he wants to be number one for a while. It means something to him. He's actually talking about it. And then I watch him grab his back as he comes out of the sand. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Did he hurt himself?
I heard he tweaked it on I believe it was the ninth hole coming out of that bunker in the second round. I didn't see off the top of my head. I can't remember what he shot since that time, so I can't comment on that. But the one thing you can't say about Brooks is that he's such a big, strong guy. Like at the Ryder Cup, the final day, I was assigned to follow Brooks Koepka and Paul Casey. And Casey kept teeing off with a fairway wood, three wood mostly, sometimes a hybrid. He'd find the fairway, it would release 10, 20, 30 yards, and he'd carry on from there. Brooks would get up with his driver, he'd slam into it. If it went wayward, 10, 15 feet even, he was in grass that was so thick. And I was with Gordon Brand Jr., my broadcast partner, who was on two European Ryder Cup teams. And he'd say to me, Matty, he cannot get home from there. And he would go up in there with his bulging biceps and rip it out of the grass. It would fly in the air like a farmer, and he'd get that ball hole high. It was the most remarkable thing to see. And as you remember, that match ended up halved. It was really quite remarkable. He is a very unique golfer. I think in terms of overall attribute skills, I think he's the best apt of the lot to remain at number one for an extended period of time, even if it flows and ebbs on the front end.
Yeah.
He's so seemingly unaffected by pressure to a point that I think there's questions of focus week in and week out. But when the pressure's at the highest for everybody else, it's no different to him, and he just fights right through it the way he always does.
Let me ask you, he's won majors more than he's won two. He's won three. He's amazing. What, two in 1 year?
Yep.
Does he need that adrenaline? Because some people just operate under a certain level. It's got to be a certain level for them to finally, everything kicks into gear.
Yeah, I think it's an evolution to a certain extent where, Brooks Koepka didn't do it like anybody else. Peter Uihlein was the closest path to Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka went out there and cut his teeth internationally and playing in the far-flung corners of the world, first of all in the Challenge Tour and then the European Tour and then eventually to the PGA Tour. So it's been a step-by-step process for him. And as he started to compete in major championships and winning major championships, I think he sees himself as a world-class player on that stage. And that's the stage that the spotlight is brightest, And that's where right now he's the most comfortable performing. I think it's a measure of focus. I think it's a measure of the fact that despite his incredible career success already, he's still only 28 years old. Wait for him in 24 months, 36 months, in his early 30s, mid-30s, and let's see what he's doing. I mean, somebody asked me the other day, of the current crop of players, who do you think will be the first to get the 10 majors? My guess then and now is Brooks Koepka.
Yes. You've got, that's a good bet. Can we go on your site? That would be fairwaysoflife.com. Find the odds. make a good one. One final note on the video shoot with Lexi, and then coming up,
yeah.
Lexi's Instagram post was so spot on, and people talk about, you know, the old, you know, today in today's world, there's this big body image issue for women. Excuse me, in yesterday's world, in 20 years ago's world, in 40 years ago, body image has always been a problem for women. No matter what shape you get your body in, you look at a picture and you don't think you match up. So what she said, it was, we've never had anybody say it. There's never been a young person of her stature say, hey, love the body you've got. It's great.
Yeah, the thing with Lexi, whenever I've had the pleasure of being around her, what strikes me about Lexi is her vulnerability. And people don't see that because they see a powerful athlete, and she is that. She has worked very hard in her physique to make it the machine that it is for the job that is before her, which is pounding a golf ball and trying to pound the competition into submission. But when you're around her as a human being, when you look through the window into the soul of her eyes, you realize the vulnerability that's there. And I'm not suggesting this is a weakness. I'm suggesting this as a character trait. And I think because of the proliferation of social media, because of, you know, keyboard warriors, because of the fact that people can express an opinion and raise it to a level of fact and expect the world to answer to it, people like Lexi Thompson are constantly under attack in some way, shape, or form. Even if they get 1,000 messages saying, thanks for being who you are, there's the nasty ones that come through. And to that, I, you know, we're in a public forum, so we also know what that's like when people just decide they hate you and they make declaratives about your character and your motivation and who you are when they don't know anything about you. And so from that standpoint, I hope everybody, all of us collectively, just take a moment before we go down the path of condemning somebody and declaring who they are, what they are, why they do what they have done, and just take a moment and remember that just like you and just like your friends and just like the people that you love, people, they all have feelings and they're all doing the best that they can with what they have. So I applaud her for her bravery, and I know from being around her how significant what she did is, because that's not her natural character to stand up and say, this is the way it is, and I'm giving it to you straight. That's just not that she would hide something from you, but I mean the courage that it takes to speak out like that, that's very hard to do. So yeah, she deserves absolutely to be praised. That touches lives.
This is Matt Adams. Fairways of Life is his show on the radio, and that's where he goes on Fairways of Life. Difficult to describe, but he gets to the human and the sport. Matt Adams, NBC and Golf Channel host and reporter, author of Chicken Soup for the Woman Golfer's Soul, Chicken Soup for the NASCAR Soul, many books. You can find him, of course, on Amazon, New York Times bestselling author. Matt, thank you for being on the show.
Absolute delight as always, Daniel. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Aloha. You too.
Bye. Thank you.
We'll be back with Karen Palacio Jansen right after this. Get that body working the best it can. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Are you dreaming about a golf vacation to Ireland? Do you want to play some of the best golf courses in the world? Well, now is your chance. Danielle and the team at the Golf Club Radio Show have teamed up with Fairways and Fundays, Ireland's best golf tour operator, to offer you a chance to visit Ireland in 2019. Play some of the world's best golf courses. Enjoy spectacular scenery and exhilarating evening entertainment. And, of course, sample the odd pint of Guinness. This is a perfect tour for golfers and non-golfers alike. Contact Danielle and her team at the Golf Club Radio Show for more information. We look forward to seeing you in the Emerald Isle in 2019.
busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing. 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It would be great if you would join us on our exclusive listeners tour to Ireland. It's the Golf Club September 19th, 2019 week-long tour. It's put together by Fairways and Fundays, UK's 2017 award-winning Ireland's best inbound premier golf tours. It's a VIP tour, five-star all the way. Ireland's top courses, resorts, including the fabulous K Club. Go to our website, radiogolfclub.com. You'll see the banner on the right. Click on it. You'll see where we're going. Just put in your name. We'll send you more information. Get in touch with us. Karen Palacio Jensen, creator of Cardio Golf, a fitness program, a golf teacher, a golf writer, and Golf Channel's Morning Drive. She was on it just, I think it was June. Let's bring her into the clubhouse. Hi, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Afternoon here in North Carolina.
Yes, and a good day. There we go. I love some of the things that you say, you know, trim your score, shape your swing, get your heart pumping and your golf form in shape. It's so much, you put so much into creating the perfect way for you to get that cardio work, get the muscles ready for golf, and you teach golf at the same time. You just came back from the 2018 World Golf Fitness Summit in Orlando.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh, well, it was fantastic. It's great. They do that biannually, and it's just great to get together with other like-minded people and learn a little few techniques, and then you realize that you're on the same track as other people. So I want to go back a little bit what you and Matt Adams were talking about before about body image. And, you know, a lot of the times people think, when you're working out, like the goal is to get a six-pack of, you know, abs or something like that. And, you know, that's not always the goal for everybody. For me, being fit is what you can do for your age. Being able to, you know, walk 18 holes or being able to take your muscles through full range of motion, being able to swing without pain, that's fitness to me. And a lot of times people, you know, they think, oh, well, I'm not going to get that six-pack of abs, or I have to, you know, lift heavy weights, so I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm here to tell you that even adding 5 minutes of some fitness into your daily routine is going to help you not only physically but with your golf game as well. So it's not all about, like, you know, doing these two-hour workouts every day. And that's one of the things at the Golf Fitness Summit that they were talking about, more functional fitness, doing exercises that mock people's, you know, movements during the day, just to get them moving better.
That's interesting. Mocking the movements that we do every day, so you're not trying to turn yourself into, as some people say, oh, I don't want to be a pretzel. You know,
exactly.
don't twist me around. I can't do that. But if you use exercise, is that what you're saying, using the regular motions to perform exercises?
Yeah, actually, you know, think about that. I mean, being able to lunge, being able to squat, being able to move side to side. I mean, if we did that, I mean, we need that during the day. And we especially need it in the golf swing. So the better you're able to squat, the deeper you can get. So yeah, the more power you're going to get, the less pain you're going to have. So, you know, you want to do those kind of things just to help you move better, not necessarily bulk up and, like, you know, like you said, stretch into a pretzel.
Yeah. And now, one of the things you say is trim your score, shape your swing. But something else you wrote, you need to control your body before you can control your club.
Yes, that was actually one of the things I heard at the Golf Fitness Summit, and that really struck a chord. I mean, if you think about it, you know, people want to hit 290-yard drives. They want to be able to bend the ball around the tree. But if you can't go into a deep squat, if you can't turn your neck, if your shoulder has limited mobility, I mean, if you can't do that, you think you're going to be able to hit a 290-yard drive? No, so first you got to be able to control what your body does.
Exactly. You need to be able now, and that's why your website has different options for you to click on so that you can figure out how you can do that. Can you help people know which ones they need to do to get what they need?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, if you're going to start a golf fitness program or a fitness program at all, you want to go through like a basic golf fitness screen. And what it does is it just kind of tells you what your strengths and weaknesses are. Like you want to be able to squat, you want to be able to side bend, you want to have flexibility in your hamstring. So you kind of go through a battery of tests. If you go to my website, cardiogolf.com, and then click in basic golf fitness screen, a couple of links will come up. And you can find out where your weaknesses are. So you want to start with those first, and then you can kind of build on that. So, you know, any kind of fitness is good, I think. But, you know, if you're weak in the hamstrings and you're just doing all upper body exercises, you're just continuing your weaknesses and your strengths. You're not, like, balancing your muscles out.
And you can actually hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. You're being so strong, and right, in the upper body, and then you pull something in your lower body. You also wrote, and I love the things that you post, in my opinion, daily practice is key to success. But then Karen Palacio Jansen writes, making 10 practice swings a day or putting for 5 minutes will get you playing better. It doesn't mean you have to sit there for 10 or an hour and constantly bang balls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about that, if you just picked up a club, and my shorty practice training club is perfect for indoor, it's short, you can swing inside. And if you just, gripped it and worked on your grip, did a few practice swings every day, consistently for a couple of months, you'll actually get better than if you waited for the weekend and to go hit balls for 2 hours. First of all, it never happens. Second of all, you usually start to get in swing compensations and you get tired. And then the next week you're like, oh, that's too hard, I'm not going to do it. And you give up. So I would rather see you do something for 5 minutes every day than, wait till the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, this is cardiogolf.com. Karen Palacio Jansen, she's creator of Cardio Golf. It's a golf fitness program. Plus, she's a golf teacher, so she knows what you need to perform the function of playing. Get your cardio up so you're getting that kind of invigorated system in your body so that you're actually working your muscles. The blood is getting to everything. You're wakening your brain. You know, you feel so much better after doing a little bit of that. But tell us about the shorty practice club. That's very interesting because swinging a club inside the house without breaking something.
Exactly. So the reason I developed this club is I used to work at Doral in Miami, and a lot of people from the north would come and take lessons and then go back in January, not pick up a club for months. So I actually developed a practice program for a gentleman, and he was swinging the club, doing it inside, and he broke the chandelier in his house.
Oh.
So his wife ixnayed the golf program. And so I thought about it, and then I actually had one of our guys cut down a club so that it's short, so that he could swing inside and not hit the ceilings and the walls. So it has the feel of a real club. The weight is similar, maybe a little bit lighter, but it's shorter. Obviously, you're not hitting balls. And so this kind of evolved into my golf fitness program, using the club to work on the swing. And you can, no ball is required. So a lot of the times I like, and a lot of teachers would rather have people take practice swings, because you can actually work on your move and you're not worried where the ball is going, so there's no judgment. So you can actually make a swing change. So with the shorty club, we call it the shorty club, it's kind of a play on words, you can do it inside, anywhere, watching TV. It's great for junior golfers. I actually have one for juniors. The grip is a little bit smaller, it's a little shorter and a little bit lighter. So So, you know, usually you're yelling at the kids, don't swing in the house, and this time they could swing in the house.
That's wonderful. It's called the Shorty with two E's Practice Club.
Yes.
It's at cardiogolf.com, cardiogolf.com. Yes. Cardio Golf is a comprehensive program providing golf-specific exercises to improve strength, flexibility, endurance, and your swing technique. And are you now a master LPGA professional?
Yeah, I've actually been one for 10 years. I've been teaching for more than 25 years. And so I've been teaching for a long. That just means that I'm old.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. I was going to say, did you start when you were 15? I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah, you're right. No. I've been doing this for a long time, and then I incorporated my fitness early on in my career. So I've been kind of doing both at the same time. And, you know, golf and fitness kind of go hand in hand. I mean, everything you do in golf, it's a physical move. You know, you have to hinge from your hips, you have to bend, you have to squat, you have to rotate. So you know, fitness and golf kind of go hand in hand. So but like I said, don't think about golf fitness as like a workout where you've got to go like 5 days a week and do your legs one day, your arms the next day. No, it's more about trying to find out what you need to work on, your flexibility or strength. Usually the guys need to work a little bit more on the strength, and the ladies a little bit more on the flexibility, and the ladies a little bit more on upper body strength. And then, you know, just improving those areas so that you can move better, take your muscles to full range. Think about it, Danielle. You know, if you have some sort of weakness, for example, if your neck is tight or your hamstrings are tight, you won't be able to make a full swing. So then you end up making swing compensations, developing some sort of swing hitch, and then you go to get it fixed, and they're just compounding it by giving you a quick fix. Instead, if you stretched a little bit or worked on your weakness, you could probably swing better.
I love it. Karen Bellacio Jensen is creator of Cardio Golf, cardiogolf.com. You can go there, download the free Cardio Golf ebook. Okay, check out Cardio Fitness TV. You can see how to do it. And also, if you don't have the Golf Logics app, you can download it there as well. Karen Palacio Jensen, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for always having me. And thanks so much for being such a great advocate for golf and for women, too.
Thank you. Awesome. It's so good talking to you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. We're going to come back. It's Sony Open in Hawaii time, and it's time to sign up to be on the Pro-Am team, okay? It's Pro-Am time. And we're doing all this because, of course, you want to get a little bit in shape, you know, so that when you're out on the course, you got your clubs, you're doing good, and you'll feel good. Right after this, we'll talk with Danny Zane. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing! Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Danny Zane is client services manager, a former volunteer committee chair, PGA Tour caddy for Sony Open. Welcome into the clubhouse, Danny.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So 2019 Sony Open Pro-Am is Monday?
Yes, it's going to be Monday, January 7th.
At Wildlife Country Club, you can play with a PGA Tour Pro. The Pro-Am package is amazing. Tell us about it.
It's a good deal. You know, it's $4,500 plus tax for a single. And then you have a foursome for $16,000 plus tax.
Do you know what that includes? That includes the deluxe tea gift package. Mm-hmm. That's the deluxe tea gift package, right? Okay, you get the Callaway driver. You'll be one of the first to get it because it doesn't really come out until March of 2019. Maui Jim sunglasses, Titleist Pro V1X golf balls, Sony Open cap and bag, made in Hawaii cookies and chocolates, a photo plaque, a sponsor board listing, Pro-Am badge, sponsor badge, and Pro-Am parking pass. All of that comes in the package, the deluxe tea gift package. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good deal. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to play with these PGA Tour pros and, you know, just to see how they play the game. It really opens your eyes to the aspect of the game.
So when you play in a Pro-Am, Danny, what did you learn?
You know, you just learn everything that they do, from golf course management to, you know, short game. The way they play, everything is different, and it's exciting to watch, and you'll learn a lot from them.
Yeah, so you watched what club they've chosen. I mean, could we actually, you know, a lot of times people talk about, I couldn't really play like him, he's so good, but you can still get tips.
You get tips from them, so they're always helping them, you know, and that's part of what they do is when they socialize with these Pro-Am players, they know they're the sponsors of the tournament, they know that they're out there for a good cause, and then they're more than willing to help you.
And so where does all the money raised go?
A lot of it goes to the Friends of Hawaii charities, and then the rest of it will go to producing the tournament itself.
To putting it on?
Yeah.
Right, of course. And that's done here in Hawaii, and it's a Hawaii company that puts it on, and everybody employed is here. And it's a very important tournament because it raises so much money for Friends of Hawaii charities. 60, I think at last time it was 60 charities benefiting from all the money that Friends of Hawaii Charities got from the Sony Open in Hawaii. Just the Sony Open in Hawaii, it produces so much good for so many people in need here in the islands. So the 2019 Sony Open Monday Pro-Am is January 7th at Wailea Country Club, and the Pro-Am package includes two rounds of golf, practice and the Pro-Am, the deluxe tea gift package, plus an invitation to an awards reception. What's that?
So the awards reception follows the actual tournament, that Monday Pro-Am, at the Wailea Country Club clubhouse. So it's, you know, it's a nice little dinner and prizes, and we'll do the awards.
And do we have entertainment?
They will have some live entertainment.
Yeah, fun. So sounds like a lot of fun, and that's the bottom line. Get together with the guys or the girls in the office. Ladies, do you have a lot of women who are playing in the Pro-Am?
We have a few. I mean, I would say about 10 or so.
So, you know, do it. Go and be one of the women who plays in the Sony Open in Hawaii Pro-Am, the Pro-Am Monday, And it's so much fun. And you get to play with a PGA Tour professional. They have tips. I chat with you. Really nice guys. I mean, they're giving of their time. It's $4,500 for an individual, $16,000 for the team. So you get a break there. That's four amateurs. And that all, of course, doesn't include the Hawaii tax that gets put on that. And yes. Just to repeat, the package, the deluxe tee gift package, is the Callaway driver. Be one of the first to get it because it doesn't come out until March. The Maui Jim sunglasses, the Titleist Pro V1X golf balls, the Sony Open cap and bag, made in Hawaii cookies and chocolates, a photo plaque, a sponsor board listing. See, could I, deduct this on my taxes? Okay, sponsor board pack. Now the Pro-Am badge, the sponsor badge, and the Pro-Am parking pass. All of that, including that whole day, plus the practice round. It's really a great deal and you're doing so much good.
Yeah, it really helps the charity, and it really helps us run this tournament.
When do you know who's going to be being one of the pros in the Pro-Am?
We won't find that out till about 2 weeks before, but it'll be a good player.
Yeah, they all step up. It's like Tiger Woods steps up when he's playing in a Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a requirement of the PGA Tour that the players play in a Pro-Am.
Yeah, because the tour knows that it's all for a good cause, and every tournament has a host charity that will run the tournament.
And do you have people coming up to you asking you for lessons, or where can I get ready for this event?
No, not so much, but...
So everybody's pretty much ready. It's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do I register?
So you can go to friend@friendsofhawaii.org.
friend@friendsofhawaii.org.
Yeah.
And if I call 523-7888.
Yeah, we'll be able to help you through that number as well.
523-7888. Or you can go to, say that again.
friend@friendsofhawaii.org.
That's nice. Okay. That's awesome. And we're still looking for volunteers.
We're still looking for volunteers.
Right. And still looking for amateur caddies. Okay.
And, we also have this new thing we're throwing in this year. It's cabanas.
Those will be
along the course, by the number 9 hole.
What's in the cabana? What's in the cabana?
The cabana is like a little private hospitality.
So if I wanted a cabana, how would I go about doing that?
So you would contact friends at friend@friendsofhawaii.org again,
mm-hmm.
or you can call the 523-7888, and we can help you from there.
Okay, okay. So it would be like my private chalet where I could bring all the stuff that I want to have, and I can sit under the shade and watch everybody go by?
Exactly. So it accommodates about 10 to 12 people.
Oh, it's a party.
Yeah.
A party tent.
That's something new we're trying for this year. It really looks nice.
I think it's a great idea because we're always looking for shade.
Yes.
Danny Zane, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. And the Sony Open in Hawaii, 523-7888. That's the number to call, 523-7888. Danny Zane was the client service manager, former volunteer committee chair, PGA Tour caddy for Sony Open. And it's always a pleasure helping the Sony Open in Hawaii get the volunteers needed, get the caddies needed, and get you signed up for the Pro-Am. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Are you dreaming about a golf vacation to Ireland? Do you want to play some of the best golf courses in the world? Well, now is your chance. Danielle and the team at the Golf Club Radio Show have teamed up with Fairways and Fundays, Ireland's best golf tour operator, to offer you a chance to visit Ireland in 2019. Play some of the world's best golf courses. Enjoy spectacular scenery and exhilarating evening entertainment. And, of course, sample the odd pint of Guinness. This is a perfect tour for golfers and non-golfers alike. Contact Danielle and her team at the Golf Club Radio Show for more information. We look forward to seeing you in the Emerald Isle in 2019.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Have you noticed everyone's going to Ireland? Well, I want to go to Ireland, too. I want to see the green of the mountains. I want to feel that land and experience the people. I want to walk on the golf course. I don't have to play every golf course or every hole. I just want to feel it because it feels ancient. There's something magnificent about the island, Ireland. And you probably want to go too. So why don't you check out radiogolfclub.com. Just go to the site, and on the side is the banner. And we'll have all the information there for you. The Golf Club's Ireland Listeners Tour. Go to the website, radiogolfclub.com. Click on that banner on the right of the screen, and you'll get all the details. Or if you want more information, just fill out your name and address. We don't sell it. We just want to give you more. All right. Now, speaking of giving you more, there was a fabulous event that happened in the United Kingdom, in London. Golf is good for your mind, for your body. The Congress of the International Society for Physical Activity and Health presented scientific evidence to over 1,000 delegates from over 60 countries. They were all getting together. They do that once a year to talk about how to get people moving. One in four adults, four out of five adolescents are insufficiently active. And sometimes it seems like maybe more adults are insufficiently active. And there's an action plan to reduce that inactivity by 15% through 2030. You wonder, an action plan? Well, certainly getting people moving is so important. Getting people moving in healthy ways and recognizing that golf, playing golf, getting out and walking the course, just a few holes you play. You don't have to play 18 holes. Just being outside, enjoying the relaxing, beautiful world that you have around you when you're on a golf course. Looking out in the distance relaxes your mind. Your body's moving in a comfortable way. And to talk more about that, we have somebody, Bob Foreman, owner of Golf Fit Carolina, a frequent guest on the show. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, thanks, Danielle. It's a pleasure being back.
When you heard about this conference, the presentation of the findings, the scientific evidence, discovering that golf is good for you, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big push, in this country and then around the world to just get more people physically active. And, because we're doing too much of sitting around. I think the latest stat I read was that the average American adult sits 8 to 10 hours a day in front of some sort of screen, and that's really impacting our health. So we're trying to be a little bit more proactive in getting people to get up and move.
Bob Foreman is Golf Fit Carolina. It's a golf fitness website. You can go there, golffitcarolina.com. He's the owner and operator. He's a certified golf fitness instructor. He's an author and speaker, internationally recognized as a leader in golf fitness programming. He has a master's degree in exercise physiology, certifications through Titleist Performance Institute, Gray Institute, and the American College of Sports Medicine. And as the author, when you wrote functional golf fitness training, what did you mean by functional golf fitness training?
Well, functional is you use exercise to mimic the activity that you're participating in so that you get better results, and you can improve the muscle fiber types that you want to use for a particular activity. For instance, like golf, the golf swing is all of 1.2 seconds. So you want to make sure that you first identify and correct the musculoskeletal deficiencies that we all have. and these deficiencies are impacting our movement patterns, our playing performance, our injury potential. So once you identify, you target exercise to correct those so that you can move more efficiently and do what the teaching pros or the golf magazines are trying to get us to do, to swing a more efficient golf club and get more distance down the fairway. And then from there, progress into golf-specific strength exercises. And then from there, after you've developed a good base, to get into some power speed exercises. And that will help recruit the faster twitch muscle fibers, which are responsible for short, quick bursts of energy, a la the golf swing.
You know, when we talk about it this way, it sounds complicated. And everybody wants it really, really simple. Is there a simple way to do this?
Well, you got to put some sweat equity into it. There's no quick fix.
Oh, I mean, in figuring how to go about getting to the actual exercise that you're going to do. You know, I've got to figure out what's, you know, where I need this, and I got to figure out this, and I got to figure out that. How do I figure that out?
Well, I mean, what you want to do is find somebody near you who is a certified golf fitness instructor, either through Titleist Performance Institute or the Gray Institute, and they can help you identify where your musculoskeletal deficiencies are. What I'm doing now is I've put together a two-hour interactive clinic, and I'm going around to different clubs and resorts and meeting with a group of golfers for a couple hours and helping them to identify where their deficiencies are, how it impacts their golf game, how it impacts their health, and then giving them specific exercises that they can do to correct those deficiencies. So, yeah, there's definitely opportunities out there. If you go to the TPI website, you can find a golf and certified golf pro instructor who can help you identify and, you know, do the whole golf fitness segment.
Also on your website, which is, you should go there, golffitcarolina.com. Senior golfers, what if somebody's listening right now, they've never played golf, and this is saying that anybody can, you know, this study saying, you know, enter the game, it's going to be good for you. What would you say to them?
Well, definitely. I mean, getting out and about, like you say at the beginning here, even the aesthetics, walking around the golf course with the green and the landscaping, it's just wonderful for the mind. It's a good, for most of us, it's a good stress reducer. For some of us, it becomes more of a stressor.
That's when we try to be perfectionists, and we just you just got to take it as it comes. You didn't hit it well, so what? Go and get the ball and hit it again. You know, it's
exactly
right.
Exactly.
You're not in competition with anyone other than yourself, and you should stop competing with yourself. Then you'll feel better about everything.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, for most, it really, I've been working golfers now for 12, 13 years. For most, it's really kind of flexibility, range of motion that they need help with. And that's across the board, all ages, but especially with the senior golfers. And, if you get out there and, like you say, just move around, even if you take a cart, you know, the amount of walking that you do in between the cart and the greens and the tee boxes, I mean, it's better than sitting around watching the TV.
Yeah. take a cart. You know, pay for the cart, say, I want to, and just go. Just do it once. Of course, you'll need to have clubs. You can rent clubs. Or you can ask a friend, can I have a couple clubs? You really don't need 14 clubs. You don't know what to do with 14 clubs. Most people. So you get what, Bob? A 7-iron, a putter. Do you need a driver? Yeah, everybody wants to hit a driver. You get a driver. What's your in-between? Sometimes you just want to stick with the irons because it's more direct. You know, there's something more, I know how to hit, this is a club. Fairway woods can be very difficult to hit in the very beginning. Just don't even worry about those things. All you really need is three clubs. Would three or four do? I just really would like more people to get out. The municipal golf courses that Hawaii has are fantastic. And they're so reasonably priced. And the kids play free. So if you've got kids, if you've got grandkids, one of the coolest pictures, the coolest sights I'd ever seen on a golf course was on Kauai and Kiahuna. And there was a grandpa and he had a couple of his grandkids with him. They were kind of like hanging on the golf cart and he was driving to the next hole and it all didn't matter. There was nothing formal about it. It was the kids and grandpa playing on the golf course. You know, and that was wonderful. And he's getting exercise. They're running around. They're going to sleep really good.
Yeah, and it's good family time. I mean, the best time I have on a golf course is when I'm out there with my girls, you know, when I get an opportunity to go out and play with them. And my wife is starting to get back out there now and play, and it's just great to spend time out there with them.
Exactly. Excuse me, we need to talk about the three phases of a productive golf fitness program so we can break it down a little bit. I'm talking with Bob Foreman, owner of Golf Fit Carolina.com. Go there. He's also author, if you'd like to look for it, Functional Golf Fitness Training. You can download it from Amazon. Okay, legal ID time now. Okay, good. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Now, let's talk about these three phases of a productive golf fitness program. What's phase one?
Well, phase one is the crawl phase, is the corrective phase. You got to identify the musculoskeletal deficiencies that are impacting your ability to swing an efficient golf club, and that also may be impacting your aches and pains that you feel, you know, your back, your knees, your wrists, your shoulders.
Your hips.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a series of assessments, quick, easy, non-labor intensive assessments that you can go through that will identify what's the purpose. That's the first phase. And then targeting exercises to correct those deficiencies. And that's about probably a 6 to 8 week time frame.
Okay, and phase two?
Phase two is the walk phase, where you tweak the program a bit and you start to incorporate the golf-specific strength exercises that will help develop and also kind of which will reduce, again, the potential for injury and will help you in terms of not feeling fatigued on the back nine.
Excellent. That's a big one, too, because you go through nine, your brain is starting to get dehydrated. You haven't had enough water. You need to eat something as well. You need the calories, believe it or not. You're actually doing something. Your body needs it. What does Tiger Woods say? I lose 5 pounds just in water?
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure, well, those guys definitely walk in the 18, and especially hot, humid days. Yeah. I mean, it's like a good workout. You can lose a good deal of weight.
Yeah. And again, we don't want to scare you with it sounding complicated. Just go and walk the golf course and have a great time doing that. And number three, you're going to run now.
Going to run, the power phase. So again, that's going back to helping to recruit those fast twitch muscle fibers that are responsible for quick bursts of energy. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. And you have a choice between the white meat and the dark meat.
Yeah.
The white meat is the fast twitch. It doesn't have a whole lot of blood supply, and it's made for quick movement patterns. So that's usually in the wings and the breast of the turkeys because they don't fly. The dark meat, it has a lot of blood supply. That's why it's darker, and it's made for endurance, and that's why it's in the legs of the turkey. But for golf, you're going to recruit most of those fast twitch muscle fibers.
And now, in the human, in the human being, where are those fast twitch muscle fibers?
They're all over.
Everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. And some people will have a greater percentage of fast twitch. But the problem is we all are facing a condition called sarcopenia, which is an inevitable loss of muscle tissue as we get older. It starts at the ripe old age of 30.
Wow.
And when you hit 50, you're losing about a pound of muscle a year. Now, out of the fast twitch, slow twitch, most of the muscle fibers you're going to lose are your fast twitch, which you need for golf. Most will be in the legs. So if you can progress from the corrective phase into the golf-specific strength and then get into, and that strength phase will prepare you for the speed power phase because it's basically a quicker movement pattern. So you want to make sure that you reduce the potential for injury. But if you can get into the speed work, that's when you really start to recruit, again, those faster twitch muscle fibers, and that's going to help you get even further down the fairway.
This is awesome because it applies to everybody. Okay, this is for the great golfer who wants to get better and stronger and have more endurance. And for those of us who just play, it's really important to understand these things. Obviously, when people talk about fast twitch, you're going, what? I'm not running down the fairway. No, that's that burst of energy that you need when you swing the golf club. So you have impact, strong impact. You make that compression of the golf ball, you make it zing off the face of the club and bounce in the air way out there because it's bouncing off the face of that club. It's physics, it's dynamics, it's your body creating this. That's the fast part. And I see people in their 70s and in their 80s hitting that golf ball, and it doesn't look like they're exerting themselves at all. It doesn't look like they're doing anything, but that ball flies, and it's really wonderful to know that we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's all technique, too. You know, that's why it's important to not only focus on the physical aspect, your body, but also to get together with a teaching pro who can help you with the mechanics, because as your flexibility does improve, you know, it's going to be nice to have a teaching pro keep an eye on you because you're going to have this newfound range of motion that may throw your timing off a little bit. So it's good to kind of use the complement and the collaboration between the teaching pro and the golf fitness instructor.
Absolutely. Critical. And the teaching pro will probably be able to direct you to a fitness instructor, or at least in the very beginning, you can always call a golf course and say, hi, I'd like to take a lesson. I've never done this before, and I'd really like to find out what golf is all about. And they'd be happy to have you come out to whichever golf course is closest to you. And there are many on Oahu, on Maui, on Kauai, on the Big Island. We have no dearth of golf courses. And there's lots of teaching professionals who would love to spend time with you and show you the basics. This is how you hold the club. This is what you've got to do to make contact with the golf ball. This is how you swing the club. This is how you stand. That's where the ball should be, in your stance, between your feet. How far apart should your feet be from all of those things? When you're beginning, it's intimidating. All of those questions go through your mind. So that would be a start. And then absolutely get that teaching professional to tell you, where can I go to find out how to get ready for this game, be really comfortable with this game, and make my body stronger so it'll last longer. I think it's great. Bob Foreman, you're great. And something else on your website, it's golffitcarolina.com, is the door frame stretch. Everybody, if I sit for 3.5 hours and I can't move because I'm doing traffic reports on multiple radio stations, I'm on the phone, if I'm not on the air, I'm calling this person, calling that person, checking on the website here, checking there. So I don't get up. But I saw your door frame stretch. If I do get up and I can just press against the door frame, stand up and get relief, I could even do it without pressing. I can just do it right now standing here on the radio station. Tell us about the door frame stretch. It's wonderful.
That's a big one because our postures are getting terrible because of the computers, because of cell phones. And, you know, it opens you up for shoulder issues, neck issues. It can also reduce the efficiency of your heart and lungs. And you're going to take that posture out onto the golf course, and it's going to show up in the form of a C posture, which is going to reduce your ability to bring the club back, and that's going to rob you of power and change your swing. That just sets you up for a whole host of bad habits. So, yeah, you got to work on the posture.
And go to golffitcarolina.com to see how you can do that stretch. Bob Foreman, owner of golffitcarolina.com, author of Functional Golf Fitness Training. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
It's been fun. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Scott White. He's the president and CEO of Ben Hogan Golf Equipment. Do you know that they make all of their clubs in the United States? And you need to send for them, but you can send all the specifics that you want, the loft, the lie, whatever you need, to Ben Hogan, and they make them for you at no extra cost with all the specifics built in. We'll talk with Scott White after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is 6 times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Handcrafted in Fort Worth, Texas. Wedges, utility irons, irons, hybrids. Scott White, President and CEO, Ben Hogan Golf. It's benhogangolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled. This is 1953. We're celebrating your 65th year this month.
That's correct. Yeah, it's kind of amazing to think that the brand and Mr. Hogan's company has been around that long. But it's a great honor and a great testament to the way he taught us to make golf clubs that we're still here 65 years later.
So was that the year that he won 3 majors?
Yeah, it's amazing. He won 3 majors and found time to start a golf equipment
company. I was thinking that, you know. And what was his philosophy about the founding of his original equipment franchise?
Well, there's a lot of documentation, and there's a famous letter that he wrote in October of 1953. But, you know, his goal, he approached the business and the golf club making business the same way he did the golf course. I mean, everything was exacting specifications, you know, very precise. I mean, he set out to make the best golf equipment in the world, plain and simple. And he certainly did that, and we're trying to continue on with that legacy.
I understand that some of the people working now making golf clubs in the factory are people who have worked with Ben Hogan.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a number of people that worked with Mr. Hogan back in the 50s and early 60s, worked closely with Gene Shealy, who was Mr. Hogan's personal clubmaker. It's really amazing to hear the stories and the experiences that they had, and they certainly keep us on the straight and narrow. There are times when I can see people, rolling their eyes or questioning and asking, would Mr. Hogan do this? And that always keeps us on track.
I bet. So tell us about this. This is a very unique business, factory direct purchase and shipping program. Tell us.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things are the same as they were in 1953. As I said, we're still committed to making the best golf equipment in the world, best quality, highest performing. Everything is handcrafted, one stick, one set at a time. The big difference, though, is that we are not selling through retail. It's just very difficult for a small company to, offer products through big sporting goods chains or even small pro shops, for that matter. So we're selling everything on BenHoganGolf.com, and you go on the site. It's pretty easy to navigate. Pick and choose what you want. We'll build it, as I said, individually to your specifications. And if you want to try it before you buy it, we have a demo program that's very simple and straightforward also. We'll send out some clubs for you to try in your range or your home course and send them back to us. And, it's a low out-of-pocket expense, $20 to do the demo program.
Wow. So you would send me something. Do I tell you what loft and lie I need, or tell me?
Yeah, there's some limitations. I mean, we have some, prepackaged sets and things that we make up. But, we'll send you out a couple of wedges, typically a 50 and a 50 or 52 and a 56 degree wedge.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's a 6 and a 9 iron. Sometimes it's a 5 and an 8 iron. You choose if you want steel or graphite, lighter weight steel or heavier weight steel. There's a lot of different options.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. And again, we like it because, rather than being at a demo day with, a tech rep or a manufacturer's representative sort of, looking over your shoulder, this gives you the opportunity to try the product at your leisure, at your own course, compare it to your current products, current clubs in your bag. And it's just a much more, certainly a much more relaxing and we think a better experience.
So this is Ben Hogan Golf, and they offer risk-free demo program where you can have the clubs sent to you. If you don't like them, send them back. How long do you have to check them out?
It's about 2 weeks. I mean, we say 2 weeks. We're pretty lax on that. If you need some additional time because of bad weather or something like that, we don't get too wound up about that. But typically, it's about a 14-day period.
That's great. Now, how many people actually keep them versus sending them back?
Very few actually keep them because there is a small security deposit that we hold. But
they end up keeping them and they want to buy the whole thing. They want.
Oh, yeah. Actually, our conversion rate, from the people who demo and then buy is nearly 100%.
Wow.
We find that people who, try our product really, really like them. And it's a great program for us. And more importantly, it's a great program for the consumer.
Absolutely. So now, if let's say I know exactly what I want, I've tried your clubs, and now I'm going to send you all the specifics. You go through the entire process. Each club is created individually.
Yep. We build, each wedge individually, each set as a set, to make sure that they match. We adjust lie, loft, length, grip size, really any specification that you can give us, we can build to. We don't charge, there's no upcharge for graphite shafts, so they're the same as steel. We have probably 7 or 8 different shaft offerings, which cover the widest range. We don't carry a lot of exotic shafts, but KBS Tour and Dynamic Gold and a lot of recoil. So there's plenty of shaft choices. But again, to your point, if you know your specifications or have a PGA professional provide your club specifications, just send them in to us. Or you can order them right online, and you don't even have to talk to anybody. But we do have a customer service team that's very well versed and educated about our product line. And it's, again, very simple and straightforward. It's kind of like buying anything else online.
Very nice. BenHoganGolf.com. Straightforward. There's contact us, log in. Our models, they have lots of different things. You can even just told me I could enter to win a free set. 3 equalizer wedges monthly by subscribing to the weekly email newsletter. So there's our models, our clubs, our technical information, bags and accessories, the trade-up program. What is the trade-up program?
It's simple. If you've got a set of old irons sitting in your closet or in the trunk of your car that you're not using, after you buy a set of clubs from us, we'll tell you, well, even before you buy a set of clubs, we'll tell you what they're worth. And you buy the new clubs, so you're not ever without clubs. And once you receive the new clubs, send the old clubs back to us, and we'll send you a check for whatever the value is of your old clubs to help defray the cost. Yeah.
I got to ask, what do you do with all those clubs that get sent to you?
We work with a partner in Dallas that refurbishes them. Some of them get donated to the first tee.
Yeah.
Some get resold. But it's a great program. It's a great way to defray the cost of new clubs.
And it's a great way to keep clubs in action rather than rusting in the garage.
That's exactly.
If they rust anymore. I've seen some really strange things come out of garages and wonder, how did that happen to what looked like so pretty? Your clubs are pretty, very pretty, and you came out with an interesting line. You had the Fort Worth Black Irons.
Right. Yeah, we've got 3 iron models right now. We've got the Fort Worth Black, and actually we just recently introduced what we call a Fort Worth White, which is the counterpart, which is the traditional chrome. But that's a blade, really designed for better, more accomplished players. On the opposite end of the spectrum, our second iron line is we've got an Edge iron that's similar to the one that was launched originally back in 1988. Forged cavity back iron with a lot of perimeter weighting, very easy to hit. And then our most popular iron line is called the PTX. And it's a forged iron really designed for somebody who is committed to the game, but maybe doesn't, need some game improvement qualities. It's a beautiful, beautiful iron, performs really well. Surprisingly, JJ Henry and Mark Brooks and some of the other guys on our staff have been using the PTX. We thought they'd all gravitate to the Fort Worth, but PTX is just so easy to hit, especially the long irons.
Wow. That sounds really good. I was going through your clubs and I was thinking, well, there's no driver. How interesting. Tell us about it.
Not yet. Yeah. So, as Mr. Hogan taught us, we're doing everything very methodically. I mean, this new business model is factory direct or direct to consumer, whatever you want to call it. We've only been doing for about a year and a half, and it's going very, very well. So we're right now, as you pointed out, just manufacturing and selling premium irons, wedges, utility clubs and hybrids. We also make some accessories and really great stand bags as well. But we are going to enter into new product categories in the very near future, but only when we're ready and we feel we have a product that's worthy of Mr. Hogan's signature. So we've been doing a lot of driver testing, a lot of fairway wood testing, a lot of putter testing, even golf ball testing. But again, we're not gonna rush anything to market, and we don't have to because we're not really beholden to the sales cycles of retailers.
That's so fantastic.
You'll see some new stuff from us in 2019.
I Birdie told me that you're planning to roll out several new product lines and possibly some new product categories. That's why I leapt into that particular topic.
the Birdie was right.
Yeah, the Birdie was right. I'm looking forward to seeing everything expand. All right, this is Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company, President and CEO Scott White. And this is the 65th anniversary of the company's founding by Ben Hogan back in October of 1953. So he was winning majors and he was starting a golf equipment company at the same time. And everything is made by hand, forged by right there in the company. How does the forging work?
Yeah, actually, the forging isn't done at our facility. It's just cost prohibitive, quite honestly, to do it locally. But every other component and club, shafts and grips, we buy from suppliers and assemble it. Really non-traditionally now. I mean, nothing is done in masses or batch mode. We don't run through a week of making all 7 irons and then all 6 irons the next week. As I said, everything is made individually. One guy is making, your set, and another person's making my set. And so it's a great way for us to hold tolerances and to ensure that, the highest quality possible.
Yeah, well, I was watching your video, and every club is tested to make sure it's perfect the way the person wants it.
Yeah, multiple times. So, I mean, we test, we test each component, make sure that it's to spec before we even start the assembly process. And then, in the middle of the assembly process, things are checked. And then certainly before anything goes out the door, it's double checked. So we have quite a stringent QA policy and process.
It's marvelous. So this is BenHoganGolf.com. When you listen to this show, you've got to be online with your tablet or whatever you want to check out everything, because this is great. This is a beautiful, beautiful company working in Texas, Fort Worth. That's where they create the clubs, and they'll send them to you. If you like them, you keep them and you pay for them. If you don't, how much does it cost to get them sent to you initially?
The demo program's only $20. So, that's just a way for you to get product in your hand and test it, as I said, at your leisure. The biggest benefit to the consumer of our e-commerce, direct-to-consumer model is that, our costs are significantly lower than most other golf equipment companies. So we pass that savings on to the consumer, whereas a set of forged irons from some of the big companies would cost $1,300, $1,400. Ours are about $700, $750. So there's a significant savings that is passed on to the consumer. And all the pricing is on the website.
It's fantastic. I really like it. Is there something I should have asked you that I didn't give you a chance to express?
No. I think it was
we covered it.
It's a pretty simple model. It's as people become more and more familiar with buying online and the whole process of clicking and buying what you want. We're just trying to take advantage of modern buying habits and the way people buy things now.
I think it's smart. It's very smart,
yep.
And the price is very good. And the quality is excellent, and you get everything done for you, the specifications you want for each club. Oh, one question that I had. Would you make all single-length shaft clubs if I wanted?
We'd have to. We've had that request a number of times, and we haven't done that yet primarily because our heads are weighted in a certain way to be built as a set, four through pitching wedge. The swing weights get a little crazy when we try to build a single length set.
Yeah.
That said, it's something we need to investigate a little bit more because I'm surprised at the number of requests we're getting about that.
Well, we're seeing a lot of success by a certain Bryson DeChambeau, who's made it quite interesting, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
He's had a fantastic career so far.
Yeah, we'll see. Thank you so much, Scott White, who is the president and CEO of Ben Hogan Golf. Find them at BenHoganGolf.com. Thanks for being on the show, Scott.
Thank you so much for having me, Daniel.
Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build. It's complicated. A new build from the ground up. Custom homes have specifications. You want everything perfect. That's right. Call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone. Futurist owned master craftsman, turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, it doesn't matter. They can make runways if you want with all the stuff they've got, including the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, the natural stones they work on, specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone. They've got those interlocking concrete pavers and Roman stack walls. It's Futuristone, only the best. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security, safety for your home or your business. It's Rainer Doors. Increase the value, though, of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach. That means he can help you with the mental game. Aimpoint certified. That's for your putting. Golf Channel lead coach. He's right there on Maui at the beautiful Kahili course. It's Maui School of Golf and Claude Brousseau. And don't forget, on Saturday, November 3rd, that would be next Saturday, Washington Intermediate Cafeteria. They've got the golf sample sale, but it's only from 9 until 11. 9 until 11. It used to go on until 1, but it's 2 hours where you get brand name golf apparel and equipment sponsored by the HGRA, Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. They do this every year. Hey, it's a great time to get out and check it out and see what you can get for, you know, the holidays. I don't even like talking about that until after Thanksgiving, but it's gotten to the point where we got to plan ahead. Things are so complicated. If you'd like to play a round of golf, we've got some tee times for you. Hapuna has an 11:30. Makalei has a 10:36. Poipu Bay has an 11 o'clock and 11:10. You can't get to Kapolei today. I'm sorry. They've had an 8:30. That's done. Got the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, though. Lovely golf course. 9:52 and 10:30. Kahili, I mentioned, has a 10:30. And may you all hit the sweet spot. Southside Men's Club at Poipu Bay. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.